Roller coaster ride to the big screen. The Fast and Furious franchise has long been synonymous with high-octane action and adrenaline-fueled stunts, but what many fans may not realize is that the iconic cars featured in the films are often ripped straight from the movies. The latest example of this is the 1970 Dodge Charger driven by Dominic Toretto's crew. This particular model has been a staple of the franchise since its inception, and it's easy to see why. Its sleek design and powerful engine make it a car that turns heads on screen. The inclusion of the 1970 Dodge Charger in the franchise is more than just a nod to nostalgia, it's also a testament to the enduring appeal of American muscle cars. With their aggressive styling and raw power, these vehicles have captivated audiences for decades, and it's no surprise that they've become an integral part of the Fast and Furious universe. From Brian O'Connor's sleek sedan to Han Solo's iconic Impala, each car is carefully chosen to reflect the unique personality of its driver. One of the most striking aspects of the 1970 Dodge Charger is its sheer size and presence on screen. Measuring over 19 feet in length, this behemoth of a car is impossible to ignore, and it's easy to see why it's become an iconic symbol of the franchise. Whether it's speeding down the highway or taking a sharp turn, the Charger always seems to be at the center of attention. But what really sets the 1970 Dodge Charger apart from other cars on screen is its rich history and cultural significance. As one of the most iconic American muscle cars of all time, the Charger has been featured in countless films and television shows over the years, and it's easy to see why. Its raw power and aggressive styling make it a car that commands respect. The inclusion of the 1970 Dodge Charger in the Fast and Furious franchise is also a testament to the enduring appeal of high-performance driving. Whether it's speeding down the highway or taking a sharp turn, these cars are always pushing the limits of what's possible behind the wheel. And with their powerful engines and agile handling, they're the perfect vehicle for any adrenaline junkie. Of course, one of the most memorable aspects of the 1970 Dodge Charger is its starring role in the Fast and Furious franchise. From Brian O'Connor's sleek sedan to Han Solo's iconic Impala, each car is carefully chosen to reflect the unique personality of its driver. And with their powerful engines and agile handling, they're always ready for action. But what really sets the 1970 Dodge Charger apart from other cars on screen is its rich history and cultural significance. As one of the most iconic American muscle cars of all time, the Charger has been featured in countless films and television shows over the years, and it's easy to see why. Its raw power and aggressive styling make it a car that commands respect. The inclusion of the 1970 Dodge Charger in the Fast and Furious franchise is also a testament to the enduring appeal of high-performance driving. Whether it's speeding down the highway or taking a sharp turn, these cars are always pushing the limits of what's possible behind the wheel. And with their powerful engines and agile handling, they're the perfect vehicle for any adrenaline junkie. As the Fast and Furious franchise continues to evolve and grow, it will be interesting to see how the 1970 Dodge Charger fits into its future plans. With its rich history and cultural significance, this car is sure to remain a staple of the franchise for years to come. And with its powerful engine and agile handling, it's always ready for action. In conclusion, the inclusion of the 1970 Dodge Charger in the Fast and Furious franchise is a testament to the enduring appeal of high-performance driving and American muscle cars. With its rich history and cultural significance, this car is sure to remain an iconic symbol of the franchise for years to come.